10-8 DVF. Yeah, I know. The 991A was one of the first, was the first radio that I wanted before I think I even had tech. I was like, I'm going to get that radio, but I ended up with a 7300 instead, which I had zero complaints about that rig. Worked all 50 states with it, GX'd all over the world with it, and then, you know, did what I usually do, got out of the hobby for a little bit, sold all my gear. So, my criteria now for a radio, it's got to be portable, it's got to be small, and it's got to be at least 25 watts. So the 891 kind of fits all of those criteria, and it's got, there's a company called Armlock that makes a steel cage for it that relocates everything on the back of it to the front of it, so you can drop it in a bag and you don't even have to take it out. So I'm leaning towards that. I don't really care to have a tuner. I'm a wire guy, so I think that's right. I'm going to take, I'm definitely going to put this 75 up for sale. I should be able to pull enough money out of this and all the accessories to pay for an 891. And then, you know, you're left with everything else. Like, wire, I've got a ton of that. I just need to get a transformer, and then I need to get a battery. Other than that, I'm ready to go.